Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, and we begin with
Dukta Heilige Mishnah.
Balo lechtovat haMegillah. Now at this point, the Kohen comes to write the Megillah. Meize makom ukotev. From what point in the Pasuk does he write that? Remember, it says in the Pasuk, V'katavat ha'olot ha'ele ha'kohen ba'sefer. Does that mean the alot that she actually accepted upon herself? Does it mean the whole introduction to the alot that he says to her? Does it include the words in the middle, such as Vishbiya koinota, or such as Vamra Isha Amen Amen, or is it the actual alot? It's very unclear. So what exactly does he write? And we find here in the Mishnah a machloket. So our first shita here is that he begins writing from Ve'im lo shachav ish, which doesn't sound like an Allah exactly. I mean, there it says Hinaki. So that pasuk would begin the Megillah by saying something that isn't so terrible. That's what we say, Im lo satid. So then, Hinaki, you shall be cleansed of mehamorim hamorim ha'ele. Nonetheless, it says here that we begin writing those words. And then he continues on with the next pasuk. Ve'ad kisati tachat ishech. He leaves out the words Eino kotev hishbia hakohenet ha'isha, because that's part of what he's doing. It's not part of the actual Allah. And then he writes Yitein Hashem otach le'Allah v'leshvu'ah uvo hamayim hamaorim ha'ela b'meyayich latzpot ba'aten lanko yorech. Of course, the end of the pasuk that says Va'amra ha'isha amen amen is also not part of the Shvua itself, and so that isn't written in either. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not true. Once he starts writing the words, Imoshachav Ish Otach, you don't write half, and you continue on writing and include the words Amen, Amen, and you continue with the other words of Ishbiakoin and Taisha. So we go from the beginning, through the beginning where it is that we began, through the end. And we'll see what they're arguing about, actually, in the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, this whole thing is for sure not. Why would he write the other parts, which is part of the Yishbiya Kohen, at the Yishbiya Otaha Kohen, at the beginning, which is sort of an introduction. And now, all of a sudden, he's going to start writing that instead of just what the alot are. No, the only thing that he actually writes is the actual Allah, which is the second, Vishbiya Kohenet Aisha, and then he tells her, Yitein Hashem Otach La'alav L'Shvua, Uboa Mayim Amorim Ha'ela B'Meyayich, and he certainly doesn't write, V'Amra Isha Amen Amen. So the whole first part, remember the Pasuk lists two separate times, Vishbiya. Now, the first Ishbiya is not the actual Nusach of the Allah. The first Ishbiya is telling her what's happening over here. That Im lo satit, hinaki, v'atki satit, v'chinit meit. So then, he leaves that open. He doesn't say what happens. Then he says, v'ishbiya koinota, and then the last piece, which is the only piece that we write on Libet Rabbi Yehuda. So what exactly is the machlok? It says the Gemara, b'maika miflegei. They're actually not arguing in a svara. They're arguing in understanding the pasuk. The pasuk following, after this entire dual v'yishbiya, says, v'katavet ha'alot ha'ele ha'kohen ba'sefer. The question is, what exactly is the ha'ele? I mean, obviously the ha'ele is giving us a definition. How do we read that definition? So Rabbi Meir, who is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, he says, look, alot, if it just said the word alot, v'katavet ha'alot, so then I would have said that it means literally the alot and only the alot, which is yitein Hashem otach, which is the last piece, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. That's the second Yishbiya Kohen Otah, because that's the only time that he says la'alav v'leshvuah. And if it says alot, I mean, it makes sense that that's the Allah it's referring to. However, says Rabbi Meir, the reason I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda is because the pasuk adds ha'alot, and ha'alot expands the idea into l'rabot klolot about machamat berachot. That since in the first part he's telling her Well, now listen here. If you didn't sleep with this guy, then he nakki. The pretty clear implications of that is, but if you did, you better watch out. And so that is included because the alot are expanded by the hay into the opening gambit, which is a remez of what's coming. And then there's the clear kaddish biakwe nota that she's going to be la'ala l'shvu'a. And then when it says ele, which clearly limits it, specifically these alot, that doesn't mean these alot as opposed to the opening hain, the lav machmata hain, so to speak, alot. And what it actually is, can we say these, but not the tochacha? Because over there it also says the word Allah. When we read Kitavo, this is v'shama ta'alot ha'elen. He's going to say shalom yeli, right? So we see the Torah refers to the tochacha later as alot. Okay, so if that's the case, I would say let's write the whole, all of the alot in the Torah, really throw it on her. We don't have to write the tochacha. Then when it says ha'ele, it's coming to exclude the tzavaot, the words v'yishbiya ha'kohen et ha'isha. That doesn't include. And the kabbalot, which is the amen amen. Now you'll notice it's a little bit strange because now the hey, Rabbi Meir is saying, is coming to say this but not another. And the hay that he originally darshan, ha'alot, is coming to expand and say, well, don't think it only means the later v'yishbiya ha'kohen ota. It also includes the opening v'yishbiya ota ha'kohen, which is the biklal lavat ha'shomei. And then later on, the Gemara is going to ask, why indeed is Rabbi Meir inconsistent here in how he understands the hay? Is it a riboy or is it a miut? So, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. What about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, well, the truth is, I agree with you almost across the board. Kulo kirika amrit. The only thing is that I darshan the word et, and you don't. And that's the nafkamina, because what we, you said vikatav et ha'alot doesn't really mean anything, but I'm saying that et also means that which is subsidiary to. And what is subsidiary to the alot? The actual Kabbalot, or the words Vishbiakoin et Haisha. So that too has to be included, but otherwise I agree with you. The rest comes to define the inclusion of the opening Hishbiak Otakohen of the Michlala Vatashomehain, and with all of that, you're right, the Eles to tell me these are not the ones of Mishnah Torah. But this is the only thing that we're arguing about whether there's a ribuy in the Et. Rabbi Meir et him lo darish, so that's fine, and we find that all over. How about Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that it's these and only the words alot and not anything else? Ah, that's because, you see, everything that Rabbi Meir darshaned to include, which is the hay that he, we can't understand why he did that, but anyway, use the hay to expand upon the alot to include the first vishbiya ota kohen, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, on the contrary. Ha means the, only, specific. So it's more specific, not less specific. And therefore, it would be coming to exclude the v'yishbiya ota kohen and include only v'yishbiya kohen ota, which is the latter piece in which he actually says, yiten Hashem otach la'alah l'shvua. That makes sense to call it Allah. Only this and specifically this. So now we understand the three shitot. The only thing that we don't understand is why Rabbi Meir is so inconsistent. I mean, if he holds that a hay is a ribuy, then it should be a ribuy in both locations. If he holds that it's a miyut, so then darshan it like Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, so maishna, Rabbi Meir, maishna hay hay, the marbi bay, or maishna hay hay, the mayat bay. Answers the Gemara, very obviously. If the hay is in the context of ribuy, it's a ribuy. If the hay is in the context of a miut, it's a miut. So the word ele, the whole point of ele is specifically, these are not others. If you say ha-ele, you're expanding the miut. Not only this, also very specifically this. On the other hand, if we're talking about alot in the ribui sense, so then the hay over there is a ribui, ha-alot. So the hay of a ribui, he darshans as a ribui. I don't understand the whole thing, though. There's another very serious problem here. You're telling me if the hay was coming to be marba, the klalot that are mashma from the fact that the Kohen says hinaki. It never says anywhere. Even when he becomes very threatening and he says, v'hatki sati ta'chati sheikh, he never ends the pasuk. He never says what it is that's going to happen to you. He just says, oopo, and leaves it at that. The problem is the Rebbe Meir sheet all over is, which we know from tonight, v'nei God v'nei Reuven, that we don't say mechlalava tashomeah. So if the Kohen is saying everything's going to be okay if you didn't satita chadisha, right? Everything will be fine. Hinaki. So we're saying but that implies a klola. No, it doesn't. Not according to Rabbi Meir. Remember, there's a question of how to understand the lashon of the Torah. Is the Torah mean for us to take an implication, a hint, as a statement? Or is it, listen, that's your interpretation. I'm just telling you, hinaki. You want to take it so seriously to think something terrible is going to happen to you and the other way around? That's your problem. There's no drosha called Michlalava Tashomeya Haina. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Otherwise, why do you need a Tanai Kafur by B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain? If you're telling me you're only going to get this territory if you go in front of an Yisrael, what do you have to say? But if you don't, you won't. Obviously, if you don't, you won't. You said, if I do, I will. So you see that according to Rabbi Meir, the only legally binding words are direct meanings as opposed to implied meanings. So that's the case. How could he possibly understand that the extra hinaki, be cleared of it, implies, well, if not, you won't be cleared of it, and heaven only knows what's going to happen to you, that's considered to be an Allah, that with the Torah would want us to include in a list of alot. Very nice statement. It's your own problem if your conscience is bothering you. So as the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, alet le Rabbi Meir, michla lavata shomea hein, Om Rabbi Tanhum. It's not a michla lavata shomea hein. It's much worse than that. Because hinaki, it says, doesn't you, some understand this meaning, it should have said hinaki with a yud. Others say that the mean, that's the Rishonim, the Achronim say, it should say tinaki, because they az tinake mi ha-shvua. So the Loshen would be, when you're talking about a shvua, you say te. Why do you say he? As if it's sort of passive, it's going to be. Because it's trying to tell you to recognize that he and chet are interchangeable. And therefore, we can read this hinaki. You're going to choke to death. It's more than a miklala v'tashomayayin. There's a double meaning in the pronunciation. So she's hearing, oh my God, I'm going to choke. So Mamela, because of that, we can write that in the extension of the Allah. So we have the Ribui to include that as well. It's interesting that the Ribui itself is the Hay. And here the Hay became the Chet. So the Chinaki is what it is that she's hearing. Dorish Rabbi Akiva. Notice that in the word Ish and the word Isha, together are the otiyot of the shame, which is the only thing that differentiates between them. Otherwise, you have olive shin. So the only thing that differentiates the sexes is just a little tiny difference in the DNA. You're a yud and they're a hey, right? So if that's the case, it's a remez that the shechina could be beinayim to keep the peace. So zachu, so if there's zocha to lead a life in which they actually are careful not to be noef and noefet, this is in the context of sotah. So then the Shekhinah protects them, and the Shekhinah is b'nehem, which means he brings peace. But we say shalom b'nehem. Why shalom b'nehem, it says elsewhere? Because Hashem's name is also shalom. So if we have the yud hey, so you have shalom b'nehem. But lo zachu, if they remove the otiyot Hashem by acting in an inappropriate fashion in their relationship, so then what's left is Eish. And Eish ochalatan, then they're devoured by the very flames of their desire. Omar Rava, and you notice that when it comes to the woman, she's always more flammable. Because the Isha starts with Eish. You sort of add in a hay over there to protect her from that Eish. But the Eish doesn't really have the Eish until you remove the Yud. Because you have the Yud separating between the Aleph and the Shin. Which is why women are generally much more volatile. So in other words, her zanut is going to affect things which we said earlier in the Masechta, v'kula b'di'itata. This is what destroys things very quickly. Why is that? High mitzraf, ailo mitzraf. The word eish is automatically mitzraf in the isha, but it's only mitzraf after the removal of the yud in the ish. Amar Rava, mipnei ma amra Torah have efer. I mean, afar rather, lisota. Why does the Torah say to bring afar hamishkan? Why afar of all weird things? To tell you, zachta yotze mimena ben ka Avraham avinu dechtiv be afar ve'efer, that if she was indeed cleansed of sin, v'niktav nizra zera, so that zera will be like the child of Avraham avinu, who was very big on the offer business, because he called himself Afar, and we'll see that actually the Afar HaSota relates directly back to Avram Avinu. So there, she will be Zogah, Lo Zakta, it's a remez to ashes, dust to dust, Tachzor Lo Ofra. Dorish Rava, B'schar She'amar Avram Avinu V'anuchi Afar V'Efer, Zachu banav v'shtei mitzvot, efer para v'afar sotar. You notice the theme over the past couple of days is the relationship of ashes to ashes and dust to dust, right? Offer an efer. You weren't there for last night's daf. What are we supposed to do for you? So here too, Avram Avinu himself interrelated efer and offer, and we find that there were two very important mitzvot that were given that involve offer and afer, and that's the afer par and the afer sot. Wait a minute, you're ignoring the other afer that we've been talking about along, which is kisui adam. How come no kisui adam? No. Kisui adam, what is it to be zoche? You know, give me zoche to kisui adam. It's a mitzvah, isn't it? Zoche to kisui adam. Over here, these mitzvahs, you're zoche to something personal. There's a particular anah, or for sota, you have a hechsher mitzvah, you have dirt that you can use for a mitzvah. Okay, that's not what we're talking about, but where's the hana'ah? Hana'ah leka, I don't view the mitzvah as a personal hana'ah. In these other two, you actually have hana'ah. Because as Dorash Rava, the ischar, shamar Avram Avinu, imichut v'atzruch na'al. So here we have clearly, I mean, the Hana'ah, we're going to continue elements of Hana'ah. And the Hana'ah that we have over here is this clearly, in, when it comes to the Sota, we're able to reconstruct a broken relationship. We're able to clarify that if somebody is cheshesh, that this woman has been sleeping around and her children are mamzerim, and we're able to clarify all of that, that we remove any peshoshes from the family. When it comes to Afer, we have, I mean, first of all, we're able to be mitayer for Tumat Meit, which is a personal Hana'ah. Now have Kedisa Lamigdash and so on and so forth. Imagine if we'd be stuck like we are today without any way of getting away from Tumat Meit. Plus, the Afer Pora, I mean, the Pora Aduma, the mitzvah there, removes a lot of the issues of the Egel, as Rashi points out on the spot. And we're always in danger of our lives of the ego beyond pakio pakarati. So having a paraduma around for the mother to clean up the mess instead of having it reflect on us is a tremendous advantage for us. So there we were zoche personally. There's other things that Avram Avinu did that brought us personal pleasure. So bischash amar Avram Avinu vanochi ofar ve'efer. We bischash amar Avinu imichut v'atzroch na'al. The fact that Avram Avinu refuses to accept anything at all from Sodom in the course of the war is a schus for him. And zochu banav l'shtei mitzvot. There are two mitzvot that come from chut and sroch na'al. So we have the chut, we have a chut shel tchilet, and the ritzu'ah, which is made out of the same leather that the na'al is made out of, which is like the sruch of an owl. In those days, remember, they had those fancy sruchim. Only the fancy shoes today have that, which the sruch itself is made out of the ritzua of leather. You can still find that in walking shoes and nice shoes. But the wazocha, what about, okay, so ritzua shel tefillin, I understand you're telling me that the meaning of these kind of things, zocha, is that it has to be something with personal pleasure. That's what you said. Not the mitzvah itself, right? Okay, so I understand the ritzuah shel tefillin indeed is personal. Tichtiv v'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yor'u mimecha. So there's the fact that when a Jew goes walking down the street, all of his enemies scatter That's certainly a good thing to have. Wear a force field. Okay, so that I understand. But what is the pleasure? V'tani Reb Lezer Agon Olamer Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh. It's a reference to the Tefillin Shebarosh that are held there with the Ritzur Shel Tefillin. But the Chut Shel Tchelet, what pleasure is there in the Chut Shel Tchelet? The Tanya. Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer, Ma Nishtana Tchelet Bikom Inei Tzivonim. Why Dafka of all colors? What is the significance of Tchelet? See, the tchelet actually is similar to the color of the yam itself, for good reason. I mean, after all, it's meant to hide an organism in the yam from attack, so it better be similar to the yam. So the tchelet is domeh l'yam, and now that yam itself is domeh l'rakia. I mean, that we see. At the horizon, we see the similarity as the yam begins to be similar to the depth of the rakia to us. The rakia itself is domeh l'kisei hakavod. Shenemar v'yiru et Elohei Yisrael v'tachat raglavkim ha'aseh levinat sapir. Now, the truth is the Gemara Chulin points out that it takes the other step, that we need first to say the rakia is domeh l'kisei sapir, and then the key says, here we're just taking it for granted. So, since it says kimaaseh livnat ha-sapir u'ke'etzem ha-shamayim l'tohar, and that's a kisei ha-kova. Tiv kimar'eh even sapir d'mut kisei. Now, Rashi here says that the hana'a that we have from that is the heightened level of awareness that we have of the presence of the shtina, that ashura, on us with the tzitzit. Rashi in Chulin says that the schut that we have is the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees his kisei, he's immediately reminded of the tayag mitzvah, which are merumas in the schus of the tzitzit, which is keneged tayag, kol mitzvotai, and therefore we have a tremendous, almost a talisman to protect us from kol davar ra, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking of our zechuyot. So there, it's good for us. By the way, it's beautiful. Reb Kivager brings it, you know, the Shulchan Aruch. He brings it from a Sefer on Chumash. What's it called? It's flown out of my head for a moment. But it says over there, so nice, this is the basis of the minhag to tie your left shoe. First, because we're saying the whole schus of tefillin, which is al yad simol, comes from Sruch Nal. So you want to remember when you're tying your shoes, it should be daimed to the tefillin, which came from the shoes. So now this integrates your hand and foot. You're standing on the earth with your asiya on the earth, and binds you in the same fashion. It takes you all the way back to Avraham Avinu, which is a beautiful nekuna.
Why do we need this whole chain? Why can't we just, you know, start from the
because it's not true. It's only you only get there step by step. You wouldn't recognize the similarity of the kisei to your trelas directly.
It's not a color comparison.
Right. No, it is a color comparison, but only when you've moved. In other words, the eye is not sensitive enough to pick out the way in which various transmutations of color still include the frequencies that you're... But if you start easy and you see how there is... Here there's clearly a similarity. And then the next step is similar to that one, so now I can... Which, of course, is also a remiss to the Ishtal Shalut of the Inyanim in terms of the... Kabbalistic Ishtashlut, each step is a different step. It's the same as the Midas. You might as well ask why God doesn't manipulate the world with his hand, so to speak. He got the whole world.
So, is that one the sky is blue? And the water is blue? Oh, the kids ask.
Is that why?
No, I mean,
That's what Enya asks. No, and why the sky is blue?
Are we seeing reflection? I don't know, reflection.
Oh, you know, is that what it's meant to be to us? Yeah, I mean, that's how Rashi. That's how Rashi here.
Right? The water isn't blue.
That's how Rashi here learns.
And the sky isn't blue.
Right?
But we see it.
Yeah.
So. The reflection of it.
Of what? That the sky reflects the air, right? But the sky is clear. There's no color there. Right?
Well. Yes and no. Diffraction creates colors. The only thing is, it's not the color doesn't lie in the gas that's causing the diffraction. It's not the same as other colors, where what you're seeing is what's left after the frequencies are subtracted by the molecules.
I'm just saying, you scoop up water and it's not blue. You scoop up the sky, it's blue.
Can you do that?
No.
Yes, yes, I understand. Yeah. All right, we are ready for cake. No, we're not ready for cake. We're ready for Sabbath, Josh. Eino Kotev, now when he writes whatever he writes, which we just had a three-way machlok, and he does not write it down on a tablet of some kind, like a wooden tablet, but he doesn't write it on paper, not only that, he can't even write it on diphtera. Diphtera is the normal skins that we process, but diphtera is not fully processed. The last step of the process is soaking in gallnuts, and that's not done on diphtera. It has to be on an actual megillah of cloth, because it says basefer, and therefore it has to be roi for ktiva of a sefer. And it means that we're writing the parshat sota the way we would actually be writing on a sefer Torah. Ve'eino kotev, but the way that he writes it has to be erasable. So he cannot write it with kumus or kankantom. Kumus is a resin, kankantom is either a cupric sulfate or other sulfates. So these things stain. And when they stain, what's stained isn't erasable. So the things that we use is dafka dio. Dio doesn't stain. It remains above the surface instead of penetrating the surface, so that when you erase it, the whole thing erases and you're left with a clean surface. The reason. No, here especially, why? Shinamra umacha. So it has to be ktav shiacholi machot. You're going to have to scrape if you're going to use kankantom. You have to scrape off a layer that you don't want to do. So memela, it has to be written without these type of roshamim in them. Well, that's machlokes that the Gemara talks about. Because man shayinu lomdim etz Rabbi Meir lo yichnas kankantom l'dio, that was it. That's in Menachos. Right. Omar Rava, Megillat Sota shekatavad alayla. It's a very interesting diak here. If you write the Megillah of the Sota, and Tosfos says actually any of the things that are done with the Sota would be included in this, it would all be possible. My taima, atia Torah Torah. It's gzeira shava. Ktivachava asala hakohenet kol haTorah hazot, uktivatam al pi haTorah asher yorucha, v'al hamishpat. Now, what that means is, that's in the context of the Zaken Mamre. So that means that what we view happening here is actually a din of chiyuv mitah. It's not just some hocus pocus, but it's actually an extension of the dinim of Beit Din and Din, and has to be treated in the same way. You don't allow something that requires birur to be done at night. It requires the light of the day. So this we learn out from either Bayom Tzavoto, or Bayom Anchilo at Banav, which is, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos exactly. Tosfos Titus, that would only be in terms of Dine Momenes. That's not really the makor for the halakas over here. That's Mishpat Bayom. And Tosfos says it doesn't make sense, because Bayom Anchilo is only Dine Momenes. Where do we find Dine Nefasha? Is Dafka bin Akad, all the thing we've been talking about, is Volkanum LaHashem. That idea of putting something up in the day, that is a dinei Misa. Hoka Otam LaHashem Neged HaShemesh. That means it has to be absolutely clear, but it also has a portion of Pshat. So we find that by the Baba Machteret as well. Zorcha HaShemesh Alav. That's its metaphorical issue. Okay, so here it has to be like Mishpat, just Mishpat is Beyom, so to Megillat Sota Beyom. Now, if he writes the Megillah backwards, Katfala Mafreya, he says, okay, what's the difference, Now, right, Rashi learns means every word. He puts the whole thing backwards. Yerech Lampil Betan. Okay, so he writes it backwards. But I basically have the whole thing here, right? So, no, that's no good. Dechtiva Katava Talot Ha'ela, it has to be the way that it appears in the Torah, ki dechtiva. And katva, kodem shetikabela lehashvu'a, psula, and we'll see that this is actually a machloket. But if you would write it before she has been makabel on herself, in other words, if it wasn't that va'amra isha amen amen, And then Vikatava Kohen. So then it wouldn't be good, because the Katava Kohen, it's not the words, it's the words that she has accepted that are written that are effective, not the words per se. Actually, Tosis brings in the Yerushalmi that it's really a machloket, and it's they darsh in the psukim differently. There we have a machlokas, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether it's dafka mashbiya v'charkach kotev, or even the other way around. And the question over here is whether the chukah that appears there is ma'akev the way it normally is, or not. Whether Allah say there is ma'akev. Actually, by the way, just in general, you should know, Tosis introduces this perek with a fascinating ha'ara, which is that the structure of the perek does not parallel the seder of the psukim. And he questions there whether that's because the perek is supposed to be considered properly, we take it out like we do in Yuma, but over there we talk it out, and we say that kol ha'parsha ketuva al ha'seder chutzvi ha'pasuk hazeh, and we prove it, and we explain it, and so on. Or is the Seder, as it's written in the Torah, the thing that is definitive? And there's another reason for the structure of the Masechet, rather than following the Parsha word for word. And here the Mashmaot is that the Seder Aktuva B'Torah, here Tosus makes reference to it, is the Iker. Okay, so it has to be written in this way. It has to be written after she's Mekabel, the Shvua, Shenamar V'Yishbi'a Ota Kohen, and then it says V'Katava Kohen. Furthermore, katva igeret, if it's written as an igeret, and written as an igeret means there's no sirtut. So if it's written as an igeret, it's psula. Tosis says, but you can never write without sirtut. So why do I need a special posik of basefer amarachmana? You're not allowed to write psukim without sirtut. Says Tosis, so what does that do with it? You're not allowed to, but what if you did? If you did, is it kosher for the Sotah or not? As you say, it has to be a Sefer that would be like the dinim of a Sefer Torah. It has to be Basir to it, otherwise it won't work. So, Basefer Amar Achmana. Katva al Shnei Dapim. Really fascinating machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says al Shnei Dapim means in two columns, like you find in a Sefer Torah. We call each one of those columns a page. Tosis brings proof from a number of places that's not called Shnei Dapim. We need special halakhos for that, such as Lagabe Mezuzah. It's not included under a psul of Shnei Dapim. Therefore, it has to be on two separate pieces, Tosis learns, not in order to be included in the psul of Shnei Dapim. Why is this? Because Sefer, which is Echad, Amrachmana, Velo Shnayim Vishlosha Svarim. How about if you write the whole thing, except you do it piecemeal? So you write a letter, erase that letter. Write the next letter, erase the next letter. So do the letters add up in the water, or do they have to first be there? And then you put them in the water. That's a good one. So, katav otechat umachak otechat. Katav otechat umachak otechat. This definitely has a very dramatic impact on that poor woman who was really getting the shivers. Anyway, however it's possible, you see, because it says Vasala Kain et kol ha-Torah azot. You have to have first the kol ha-Torah that you can point to azot, and then you can be mochegit in the mind. To be continued, but first, let us do Ba'lo lechtov et ha-Megillah. Me'ezi makom ha-Kotev, mivi'im lo shachav ishotach, va'at kisati tachat ishech. But he doesn't write the second ishbi'a kohen et ha-isha. And he does write, Yitein Hashem Otach La'alav L'Shvah, of course. I mean, that's the main part, the second Vishbiya Kohen. Ubo Amayim Omeorim Ha'ele B'me'er L'atzbot Batel L'anpil Yorech, but he stops there. Ve'edo Kotev Amra Isha Amen Ami. Rabbi Yossi Omer, once he starts Lo Haya Mapsik, he includes Vishbiya Kohen, he includes Amen Ami. Rabbi Yuda Omer, Kol Atzbayin Kotev, he never even starts that way. He only writes the actual La'alav. Yitein Hashem Otach La'alav L'Shvah, So in the Meir Sefer, Alot means the Alot, the last piece, the Alot Mamash. Yitena Shemotach la'Alot. He Alot comes to be Marbedek la'Alot Aba'ot Machmat Brachot, which is the implication, the Hinaki. Ele, that's specific, and so it's Mamayat. What? It's Mamayat Parshat Kitavot. The klalot shebe mishnah Torah, Ha'ela is to go further and to be memayit the Vishbiyah Koinota, which is the Tzivui, and the Kabbalot of the Amen Amen. Rabbi Yossi, I agree with everything except for one thing. Who look at a comrade, but you ignore the et. And the et is marvet at Tzavaot v'Kabbalot, which is why Rabbi Yossi says, no, you do write Vishbiyah Koinota, and you do write the words Vamra Isha Amen Amen, whereas Rabbi Meir is being very consistent, Etim Lo Darish. Rabbi Yehuda, Kulo b'miyute dorish lohu, so the hays are entirely miyutim. So alot means alot mamash. Ha'alot is memayet, even the first part, which is the klalot about machmat brachot. Eile is memayet the klalot for Mishnah Torah, and ha'eile is furthermore memayet the tzavot v'kabalot. Rabbi Meir, why does he choose his hays? Ma'ishna ha'ayeh demarbi be, ma'ishna ha'ayeh demayit be. Because I hate the Gabi Ribuya is Ribuya here, and I hate the Gabi Miyote Miyote. But I thought anyway, let Rabbi Meir Michla Lavata Shomei Ain. So what's the, where's the Allah in telling a woman that everything is going to be great? Omer Rabbi Tanchum Hinakikti. Dorash Rabbi Akiva, Ish V'Isha, Zachu Shechina B'Neim, but Lo Zachu the Yud and the Hey are removed, and Eisho Chalatan. Omer Rava, but you see the Isha is Adifa and Isha, she's more volatile because I'm Mitzraf and I love Mitzraf. Omer Rava B'Pnei Ma Amra Torah Havei Eif Afar L'Sota, because Zachta Yotze B'Ben Aben Kavram Avinu Dechti Be'Afar Ve'Efer Lo Zachta Tachzor Lo Ofra. Dorish Rava B'Schar Shama Arvam B'Mimino Achi Afar Ve'Efer Zochu Banam B'Shtei Mitzvot. Efer Parav Afar Sota. Va'ikadami Afar Kisui Adam. No, there it's after Mitzvah, Ika, but where's the Hana'ah in that? Hana'ah Leka Dorish Rava B'Schar Shama Arvam Avinu Imichud Vatzroch Nal. Zochu Banav B'Shtei Mitzvot. Chut Shal Techevet Uretzu'ah Shal Tefilin. So Mishleim Uretzu'ah Shal Tefilin Tefivarahu Kol Omei Art Kishem Hashem Dikra Alecha. V'tani Rebbe Eliezer Gadol Omer Eilu Tefilin Sheberosh Al Chut Shal Techevet Mayi. V'tani Rebbe Meir Omer Manishtana Techevet Biko Minei Tzivonim Yibnei Shal Techevet Omer Liyan. V'yam Domer Rikia. Rikia Domer Lekisi Yaakov V'chem Eir U'et Elohei Yisrov V'tachat Arglav Kimasi L'vedat Asapir Uchet Zman Shamayim L'Toar U'chtiv Kibar Evet Zapir T'but Kisei. Inu Ketev Lo Ala Luach V'lo Ala Niyar V'lo Ala Diftara Ala Ala Megillah Shemar Basefer. Inu Ketev Lo Bekumis V'lo Bekan Kanton V'lo Bekol Dabar Shiroshem El Abdiyo Shemu Umacha Kitab Sheyachol Imachot. Omar Rabbe Megillat Sotah Shekateva B'layla Psula My Time Ati Torah Torah Krivacha V'yasa La'akain Et Kol HaTorah Zot Krivata Ma'api HaTorah Sheyorucha V'yala Mishpat Ma Mishpat V'yom Ap Megillat Sotah B'yom Katva L'mafreya Psula Dekhtiva Ketavata Alata Eila Means Kidekhtiva Katva kodem shitkabel alea shvua psula, shamish biya v'acharkar v'kata. Katva igeret without sirtut psula, ba sefer amrachmana. Katva shnei dapim psula, sefer, echad amrachmana. Lo shleim shlosha svarim. Katavot echad umachakok d'achad, katavot echad regen machakok d'achad until he finished. Ozeb sefer simetzalakonet kol ha-torah zot.